Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and breaking news, you guys. Well, not really breaking anymore because it's Friday now, but I'm still wrapping my head around it. Colton Underwood, our season 23 Bachelor, has come out as gay. In case you've been living under a rock, Colton was on Good Morning America on Wednesday, and he was very candid about his struggles with his sexuality and spoke to Robin Roberts about why now was the right time for him to come out and his journey. And I thought we'd just dive deep a little bit into everything Colton said, what we've been hearing about Cassie's reaction, how Bachelor Nation has been reacting, and what it means for the franchise. We're also going to get into Dale Moss making the rounds in his first post-Bachelorette interview circuit. He said a few interesting things, kind of a lot of the same though. So I'll save you guys other listens and just give you the highlights. And Adam and Raven are getting married today. So a little bit of everything, as always, in Bachelor Nation. But of course, Colton is dominating the headlines. You know, Colton was on Becca Kufrin's season of The Bachelorette. Then we saw him on Paradise. And then we saw him be The Bachelor. And I read Colton's book, which came out around this time last year. If you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you might have even heard him promote it on this very show. And in his book, he was pretty candid about growing up and questioning his sexuality. He wrote about being in high school and Googling, like, why don't I want to have sex with my girlfriend? And his dad finding the Google searches and kind of had them having not really conversations about it. His dad just hearing rumors about him and him like shutting it down. And he mentioned they never brought it up again. And in the book, his kind of theme was that The Bachelor and Cassie helped him confirm that he was straight. And now, obviously, he is saying that that is not true. He had this self-discovery journey over the last year, and something he's been pushing down since he was 6 years old is coming to light. You know, 2020 was an interesting year for everyone, and I think a lot of people had time to kind of come to terms with things or realize things about themselves or learn about themselves. And this has been Colton's journey. It also is interesting to note, just for someone who obviously watches The Bachelor, and if you guys obviously watch The Bachelor, in his book, he was pretty open about the fact that he went on Paradise because the producers told him that it would give him a better chance of being The Bachelor. And he was so determined to be The Bachelor. And, you know, we thought at the time it was because he just, you know, whatever, thought it was going to help him find love or maybe wanted the fame, probably both. He really wanted to be The Bachelor after his experience on The Bachelorette. He was pretty beloved on The Bachelorette, if I remember correctly. And they had success in recent years with Nick Vile going on Paradise and kind of getting even more, kind of, he changed his edit completely. Colton, it was more so like, let's solidify that the people love you, whatever. And he had that whole on and off thing with Tia, Raven's friend, who he met before the show, and Becca's friend. And now we kind of know that he wanted to be The Bachelor more so because he thought that that was going to ensure that he would end up with a wife and live a life as a straight man. He said on Good Morning America that he thanked God the day he was named The Bachelor because he thought that that meant he was straight now. It was among the many things that were pretty sad. You know, obviously he's a 29-year-old man, and that's a long time to be not living as your authentic self, as they say. And I felt bad for him, but you could also tell that he was relieved, you know, getting all this off his chest and opening up about it. We're going to get into the Cassie of it all in a second, including everything that happened at their breakup, because as I think, and a lot of people were saying on social media, you can be happy for Colton and proud of Colton and, you know, excited for him to go on this new journey, but also don't forget, you know, he was accused of stalking and harassment, and those text messages were not okay and really uncomfortable. And I can only imagine what Cassie's thinking now, but also everything she's already been through with Colton. I mean, him showing up at her house, allegedly, the alleged tracking device under her car. I don't care what you were going through. That is never okay. And I don't think that Good Morning America did a good enough job making that clear. I think we kind of like didn't dive into that enough. But before we get into Cassie specifically, I also just wanted to note that Colton has a new Netflix show coming out, which is a choice also. I think part of me thinks maybe he wants to take back the narrative, maybe, since he was obviously on reality TV before and everything out there of him on a reality show was him with women and trying to find a wife. And now he's living more so his authentic self, and he wants to kind of not even rewrite it, but put that out there too, since there's already so much footage of him out there, if that makes any sense. But another part of me just thinks it's kind of a wild idea, because he admitted on Good Morning America that he's never had an emotional connection with a man yet. He really wants to, and he's open to it, but he hasn't found that yet. And he's, you know, this is all kind of new. So I think that it's kind of bizarre then. We obviously, this isn't like a dating show. Like, it's not like Netflix is announcing they're doing a gay version of The Bachelor or anything like that, which Lance Bass actually did before. But he's going to be with guest Gus Kenworthy, the Olympian. He was described as his, quote, gay guide in a Variety article. I think they're just close friends, and he's kind of helping him navigate his new role in the LGBTQ+ community. And his dad was spotted filming the show. We know his parents have been supportive. A source told Us Weekly that Colton came out to his parents earlier this year, and that was the hardest part for him. It was very difficult for him, and he was much more nervous to talk to his inner circle than Good Morning America. This was just kind of the final step to be ready to embrace it and live his best life. And sources also told us he feels like he can finally breathe. And he obviously, as he deleted his Instagram, now he's back on Instagram. He wiped everything. He started fresh. And I think that's great, but I also think it's kind of bizarre to choose to do that in front of Netflix cameras. Everything that happened with Cassie, people are a little confused why Netflix kind of is giving him this platform, or even Good Morning America. I always struggle with that, because the same thing, we talk about cancel culture a lot on this podcast because of Chris Harrison and everything that happens with Bachelor contestants all the time, because they do get a platform, and it's like, to what do we hold them to? But this became a legal thing. So I think it is kind of a bizarre move, but I also think there's something to be said for Colton is probably going to help a lot of people. He was a football player. He, you know, was religious. He talked a lot about how religion impacted his decision to, you know, repress his feelings and try to make being straight work for him, even though he knew deep down that that wasn't what he was really feeling. So I think that while it could do some good and help a lot of people, it is an interesting choice for him. Also, he was very not great about producers and ABC and the show in general in his book. And that was written pre his contract being up. And he still was pretty candid about not loving. I think he liked the attention of reality TV, but he wasn't exactly super kind about everything that happened on the show and producers. And obviously it's not a Bachelor show, but you're still opening yourself up to the mental health struggles and everything that comes with reality television. So I'm not Colton. I don't know why he made this decision. I do know that the production is underway on this Netflix show. They have been spotted filming, and it's more of like a docu-series reality show. So maybe that's why we also didn't dive deep into the Cassie thing, but obviously I can't stop bringing it up. So let's talk about Cassie. This was his quote on Good Morning America about Cassie. He said he was in love with her. Quote, I loved everything about her, and it's hard for me to articulate exactly what my emotions were going through that relationship, because I obviously had an internal fight going on. I will just say that I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I'm sorry for any pain and emotional stress I caused. I wish that it wouldn't have happened that way. I wish that I would have been courageous enough to fix myself before I broke anybody else. So that was on Good Morning America. Then they aired pretty much the same thing, like an 8-minute interview with like a few additional quotes and tweaks on Nightline on Wednesday night, like technically Thursday morning. And I thought it was going to have more information, but the quote that stuck out to me was Robin Roberts asked him specifically if he's spoken to Cassie at all. And she kind of said it in general. So I assume that means about him being gay, about the decision to come out on Good Morning America, all of that stuff. And his response was, I don't know if I will ever get the chance to sit down and talk to her. I would like to say I'm sorry for how things ended. I made a lot of mistakes at the end of that relationship. And he noted that he was trying to hold on to being straight. And that's why things played out the way they did. So while I understand that, and that's kind of what my instinct was when people were talking about the Cassie of it all and how he kind of went from, you know, allegedly stalking and can't let go of his ex-girlfriend to now not even being interested in women, I think that makes sense that he was so desperately trying to make this relationship work, because maybe Cassie was the closest he ever felt to in love with a woman, is kind of what I understand. However, I mean, can't say it enough. You can't forget and excuse the behavior that was detailed, alleged in those court documents. The text messages were very upsetting, really scary. You know, I can only imagine what Cassie is thinking right now. And these two narratives can exist, right? We can be happy for Colton, but not forget that he acted, you know, in a way that's just not okay during his breakup with Cassie. No matter what you're going through, you can't, you know, make someone else feel like they're in danger. And I think it's obviously important to note the restraining order that was put in place in September of last year was dropped in November. They settled things privately. And that being said, he has still not spoken to Cassie, which is probably the right decision if they ended on such a bad place and they had a volatile relationship. But a source did tell us that Cassie is still processing this information. She was not made aware in advance that he was going on GMA. To be honest, she has had a really hard time. To be honest, she hasn't really had time to navigate how she feels about this yet. So this was an Us Weekly source and exclusive. And then Clay, who was on Becca's season with Colton, I believe told Rachel Lindsay on Extra something similar, saying he knows that he hasn't spoken to Cassie. Clay did speak to Colton before he came out and is supporting him. Demi Burnett, who's been on this podcast, also did some interviews saying that she's happy for Colton and would love to, you know, hope that this maybe will make the producers go in the right direction of picking a gay lead. But she also is really close with Cassie and was like, this is, you know, we can't forget, we have to have Cassie's back too. So, you know, as everything with Bachelor Nation, very messy and complicated. But I wish the best for Cassie. And I think she's on vacation with her family. So hopefully she's just maybe turning off the internet and not getting involved, because obviously it's totally her right to speak out if she so chooses. Selfishly, you know, hope she does. But also for her own mental health, I think it would make sense for her to step back and not react to this, at least right now. So yeah, that's Colton, you guys. I mean, I think we're going to learn a lot of information maybe in this Netflix show. So maybe that's why they didn't dive deep into the restraining order and everything. But to just gloss over it in the interview when he was being so candid about everything else. I mean, he spoke about his suicidal thoughts, his mental health, religion, coming out to his parents, his friends and family's reaction. And then to not address this felt a little strange to me and didn't totally make sense. But maybe that will be explored more in the Netflix show, which again, there are people that are very upset that Netflix is kind of giving him this platform. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Caitlyn Jenner, how everyone was very, you know, wanted to embrace Caitlyn, but then the Kardashians didn't love that Caitlyn kind of turned on them and her show. They kind of didn't love the way they presented Chris and everything, rewriting history. So I don't know. Should be really interesting to see how this all plays out, but I don't think necessarily by any means that Colton should come back and like do his Bachelor season over. I don't think that would make sense. Again, him saying he's never really had an emotional connection with a man, I don't think we should be seeing the first time on television. I think that doesn't really make sense to me. So if he's dating at all on this Netflix show, I don't know if that's going to end well either. So if they win and if they do a gay or lesbian lead on The Bachelor, I don't think it should be Colton. I'm just going to come on record and say that. Moving on, Dale Moss. He is still under his ABC contract, but must have gotten permission to do some interviews because he did a lot of podcasts this week. Not this one. Come on, Dale, why not? And he spoke a lot about Claire, but he didn't give many details. His whole kind of generic statement was they're together. Obviously, we see the pictures. He didn't deny that, but he wouldn't confirm whether they were engaged or not. Pretty much confirming that they weren't. He said she still has the ring that he gave her on the show, but she's not wearing it. And said, quote, this one on the Hollywood Raw podcast, what I've always said, and as we work through things, if we're not together, is if we're together, we're together. If we're not, we're not. We're just in a good place. Just like with every relationship, we are just working through things and supporting one another and taking it as it comes. He also said, at the base foundation, no matter what anyone says, Claire and I love each other. We love each other tremendously. That was never a question. If you love and care for someone, regardless of what happens, if it's meant to be, you'll find your way back together at some point. I truly believe that. We're just living life and we're doing it and being present with one another. It's been great to go about it that way. Everyone will know in due time what their status is. So, I mean, as I've said before, I feel like it is probably good for them to figure this out in public. But since they are, you know, making out in the streets of New York and posting on Instagram, obviously people are going to have questions. People are going to wonder. They had a messy split. He brought up those cheating accusations during his interviews and said that they were never true and that it didn't come from Claire's side or his side. And it didn't really make sense to him why people were saying that, which I believe him. But I also think that relationship was very messy with the back and forth of posting the statements and the public and, you know, people accusing Dale of not being there for the right reasons and maybe, you know, wanting fame out of this whole thing. I think all of these narratives can be true and exist in their own way. If that makes any sense, it's kind of what The Bachelor is. Like, you don't go on the show because you don't want to be famous, but that doesn't mean it's the only reason you went on the show. I think we're learning that with a lot of these couples. Obviously, you want to take advantage of the opportunities given to you, but that's even more confirmation. I mean, Us Weekly told you a while ago that they were back together and they've been, you know, posting pictures, like I said. But, and now they follow each other on Instagram again. Important to note, in case they ever unfollow, they are following each other right now. And yeah, so we'll see what happens with Claire and Dale. I would assume maybe they are doing the long distance thing. And if they did ever get engaged again, he would like repropose, versus kind of how like Jordan and JoJo, even though they never broke up, he reproposed like years later off camera because so they could have it for themselves. Because obviously it's very rare. It used to be more common for the bachelor couples to get engaged and get married within the same year. That was like the trend with like Sean and Catherine, Trista and Ryan. Now it's much more delayed and these couples are engaged for longer, which probably makes more sense. However, a lot less, most of them don't make it down the aisle anymore. So, you know, I guess it goes both ways. Speaking of going down the aisle, Raven Gates and Adam are getting married today, Friday, in Arkansas, her hometown. Very excited for them. If you don't remember them, they are from season 4 of Bachelor in Paradise. It's always nice to see a bachelor couple find success. I'm hoping to be connecting with Adam and Raven in the coming weeks. We can hear all the I do details, but look out for those photos this weekend because I'm sure they will be posting all over social. I know Alexis Waters from next season, which Raven was also on, is in the wedding, and you know, it's just always nice to see a bachelor couple actually find success. So as always, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons. Please send me your thoughts. Leave a 5-star review. Tell me how you think about Colton, about the Netflix show, if you'll be tuning in, all that fun stuff. And come back next week for more Here for the Right Reasons.